The Hideous Creature Show.
Hello, this is Sarah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I am calling because I just listened to episode 72, and I'm pretty pissed off about it. And I'm wondering, what were you thinking? I can't fucking believe you guys talking about food allergies. Really? Food allergies don't exist? They do! And really, you said that you thought that maybe food allergies don't exist because when you were 5 years old, you didn't notice anybody that had allergies? So you're basing your scientific observations on what you realize as a five-year-old? As a five-year-old? And Sean Connery hunting feminists? I can't believe that. Feminists don't eat tofurkey. Are you confusing feminists with hippies? What are you so pissed off at feminists for? They wanted the right to vote or equal pay for equal work? Anyways, that's what pissed me off about episode 72. If that was your goal, good job. Mission accomplished.
Eaten, beaten, blocked, and blown.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo via the internet. The date is Saturday, January 29th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts. My name is June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode 80. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. How are you guys doing? It's been a whole week.
It has been a whole week. I can't believe we're at 80. That's rock and also rolls.
It does. Actually, that's a lie. I saw you the other day. I brought you lunch.
You did. It was so funny. I work in an office downtown, and one of the coworkers ordered a catered lunch for a meeting through June's work, and he was the delivery guy, and he bought me free lunch. The receptionist was sick that day, so I had to work reception. So when June came off the elevators, I was the first person that he saw.
I look pretty hunky when I'm
working.
You look
very hunky, especially with the palsy. You look
like
really
that.
Good.
Yeah.
But
I had a walker.
June said something it was so funny to me, because June and I felt for some reason like we were doing something wrong. Like, that we shouldn't be, talking to each other in a work environment. In the daylight, inside the office. And June said, "Oh, our professional lives have clashed." And it totally made me laugh. Like, June and I have worked together in the past at pizza joints. But it was like, now we were in an office, and it felt like we should be like whispering.
Well, right.
You didn't know where the pepperoni was.
What I think is that I don't think that your coworkers know our deviancy.
Oh, no, they don't.
We were kind of on the hush-hush being professional.
I was like, "Oh, thank you, sir, for this delivery of sandwiches." And then we're like, "Dude, I'll totally see you."
Did you like, I made you a special lunch.
It was fucking awesome. June brought me free lunch. It was a portobello mushroom sandwich.
Oh, one of those.
Mozzarella, yeah. Roasted red peppers.
Roasted red peppers on a
ciabatta.
Ciabatta. And I was having kind of a shitty day, and when Heather and June called me and said they were bringing me free lunch, I was like, there is a God, dude.
You know what's weird?
It was awesome.
Is that, to me, that's nothing, but to you, it changed your whole day.
It honestly did. And
that,
it sounds,
10 years
it sounds,
ago, I would have been walking in that weird mirrored elevator.
Yeah.
Because you know they have that weird elevator where you kind of look and you try to see yourself.
Oh, dude, I check my braces to make sure there's no gunk in them before I get to work.
And it's like Infinity braces. If you look a little, I would have walked in there.
But it was awesome, and our professional lives clashed, which cracked me up for like an hour afterwards. I don't know why. I thought it was so funny.
And I felt like we were doing something wrong.
I did too.
You know why? I think that is because I don't exist in normal society. And so when I'm there, I don't feel like a guest. I feel like somebody should be telling me to leave constantly.
You feel like a slave.
Do you feel like... No, not a slave. Not a slave at all. I just
you
feel
don't belong.
That they... That I feel like a square peg in a round hole.
I
feel
totally
like I don't
understand
belong
what
here.
You meant.
Yeah, exactly.
This is with learned people in this establishment.
Right.
I am not
and
one of them.
And it was funny, too, because normally I wouldn't be working the front desk, so I could have shown June where to go. But instead, I'm like, just, okay, go down the stairs and then take a left, and there's a big conference room.
Oh, I knew where it was.
You knew where to go.
Every time I've walked in there, it's just like, I'm going to wait till I know where it's go. No, I'm going to wait till someone gets there. Okay.
It was awesome, though. I was actually kind of excited. Like, every time the elevator opened, I was like, oh, is it going to be June? Oh, no, it's just that dummy. Is it going to be June? Ugh.
Are you serious? You were actually anticipating my arrival?
I was.
She peed a little bit. She told me that.
I was so excited.
You went,
when the elevator opened and it was June with his little food cart, I was stoked.
Aww.
I was very excited.
It was weird though.
It was very weird. Like you and I see each other all the time.
It's
for
just
years and years.
Different worlds colliding.
Right. And it really was like we were kind of once we started talking personally, we were kind of like whispered.
It was like,
so we're on for Saturday? Oh yeah, we're on for Saturday.
It's totally step up eight. He's from the streets.
It was like, don't let anyone know what we're doing.
And I kind of felt here. That they thought maybe we were doing a hookup. And I was like, yeah, I'll call you this week. Are we still on for Saturday?
And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll totally suck you off. It's going to be sweet. I mean, yeah, deliver me some sandwiches.
We got to find an elevator with more floors because I can't get off between one and four.
We won't do the hookup here. We'll do it at the U.S. Bank Tower. That's where we'll meet later.
Right. Jenny, aren't you engaged?
Yeah, but I'm hedging my bets.
Hey, some of the things we're going to get to on today's show, we've got, we of course have our douchebags of the week. We have the reveal for last week's douchebag of the week's winner. We have a topic of the week, which is Patrick and I are going to, we have chosen songs for Miss Kaler's wedding. And then we got some other shit we're going to get into as well.
Right. But I want to bring this up a little bit more.
Okay.
I want to know how your palsy's doing. I think it's time for Palsy Watch.
If yes. you listened to the show last week, you would have known that June had an unfortunate thing happen to him where he had half of his face paralyzed due to a Bell's palsy.
I was piercing my tongue and something fucked up.
You were piercing your left ball and it the whole left side of your
his
face.
His name's Curtis.
Curtis.
Leviticus 3:14. That's what you deserve.
Last week we read through the symptoms of Bell's palsy and June checked off on all of the symptoms. Meaning, da-dun, he has it.
Oh, yeah.
So this week we wanted to go ahead and read through the symptoms again, and let's see what your progress is.
Right. What we could do is let's check progress weekly and see how I'm getting better.
You look normal.
I wouldn't say normal.
Can you stop fucking drooling?
I wouldn't say normal.
There's been some drooling.
But let's go ahead, Patrick. Do you have the symptoms? Let's read them off and let's do a checklist.
Let me bring this up on my Commodore 64. Hold on a minute. Okay. Do you have a change in facial expression?
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm going to smile.
Yes. I would say yes.
Yeah, because one side of the face is going up, the other is
still a half smile. If anybody looked at our Facebook, June posted a picture of himself smiling, and half of the face does not respond to the smile.
Yeah, right. You still have that.
But, I mean, I feel that Fs are hard to say. Still, but that there's it feels to me like there's an insane amount of activity going on. Like
way more than last week.
Way more going on, but it's still kind of
jacked.
Peter picked a pack of pickled peppers. How many pack of pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick?
It's definitely better than last week.
We can compare. Maybe we should do a compare, like side by side.
Okay.
Anyway, do you have a difficulty with eating and drinking?
Drink something now. Go.
Oh,
actually,
chug.
This is I'm gonna have a draw off the Tisdale.
I don't think he has a problem because that fucking bottle's almost empty.
And he's taking it from the middle of his mouth. You're great.
It's a million times from last week. Last week you were actually trying to drink from a straw because one side was not responding.
And I was
able to drink like a regular.
Well, also I noticed because I'll drink out of the milk container. Or my juice container.
Of course.
And it was dribbling all over the place.
And your lap isn't covered. It looks like you pissed yourself anymore.
Right. And so what was happening is I'd take a pull off of it and it would dribble. Or I had to hold my half of my face shut and then go for it. But I realized today was the first day that I could actually do it.
You can drink it in the middle of your mouth like a normal.
Like a normal.
Do you have a droopy eyelid or a droopy corner of your mouth?
Okay.
You guys, what do you think? You guys tell me.
Not really.
Your right eye, you can blink it now, which is a huge improvement from last week.
Like I still have to, I still have to be aware of blinking.
Yes,
though.
It's not like an like all of us blink and you don't even think about it. It just happens. You still have to kind of force it to blink, but your eye will close now, which is a huge improvement from
last week. That brings us to the second one, which is facial paralysis to one side of the face, making it hard to close one eye.
Yeah. It's but you still, know what I've noticed is that I am not having to use that rag to blink my eye, which makes me not look like I got punched in the face.
Yeah, if you didn't listen to last week's show, June is actually having to manually blink his right eye with a cloth because, A, it was getting really dry, and so you had to moisten it, and, two, you couldn't actually close it on its own. You had to do it with your hand, and that is a huge improvement.
Yeah, that's really big, and I'm off the rag.
You're off the rag.
And Flo ain't come around here no more.
You are off that rag.
But
I do have to
use the finger every once in a while. And what's weird is after doing it for a week, I mean, the first couple days, I was every 30 seconds, I'd have to go in and blink manually.
Tick, tick, tick.
But now I think it's maybe every...
Do you think now that when the palsy goes away, you're going to constantly be blinking your own eye? Like you get used to it so much that you're going to develop a tick where you're constantly blinking your own
eye? That's kind of what I was getting to, is I still just do it. And it's only been a week. And you think about habit.
Well, how many times a day do you blink?
You know,
a lot.
You blink a lot more than you know because, motherfucker, when you have to do that manually, it sucks. And also, another thing is that when I was sleeping, my eye would be open, but it would eventually close during the night. This gets sexy, women, for lady listeners, is that eventually the tears would coagulate and my eye would be closed. So I just, whenever I'd wake up in the middle of the night or whatever, if I had to go to the bathroom, I wouldn't fix it because it was a whole ordeal to wake up in the morning and I had to manually pull my eye open and then clean gook off of
it's
there.
It's like all the sleepies that you get. Like people call them sleepies, right? I don't know what they're really
sleepy
called.
Seeds. Sleepy
seeds. Yeah.
Actually, sleepies, that's a medical term. They're called sleepies.
They're called sleepies.
Nurse Kaler, thank you.
But it's called it's S-L-E-E-P-I-E-X.
And there's a Z in there.
Z. It's medical.
Yeah, well, it's very, very interesting, this whole medical talk. Are you having headaches?
Yeah, still a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, but Tisdale took care of that, so I'm good.
It's always good. Let's talk about your loss. Last week you were having half of your tongue was working. The right-hand side was not working.
No, it was working, but it had no flavor.
It had no flavor.
Right. It had no flavor.
It's still
your sense of taste.
No flavor yet.
No
flavor? On the right-hand side? Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a partition down the center of my tongue and no flavs.
No flavs.
How are you doing with the pain behind or in front of the ear?
The ear is insanely sensitive still.
June still has the toilet paper stuffed in the ear, and we're all yelling into it via microphone, so that helps.
When we were doing the doing mic checks before the show, it was just really crazy. And what's weird is when it gets, the audio's a little high, it's really disorientated. Like everything in my life stops. And it's all about Mr. Ear.
Right. Well, all your balance and everything is in your inner ear. And so you probably are going to fall out of your chair if I yell.
Don't yell.
You're going to fall on the floor, right?
Oh, don't. I was going to say go ahead and yell, but no.
No, I'm not going to yell.
I'm not going to yell. How's your twitching in your face?
This is crazy. The other day I had remember I was talking about how the twitching would happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like electricity.
Yeah.
I had that in my tongue the other day.
Oh, really? God. That doesn't sound good.
In the half of my tongue that doesn't have flavor, it was Zappadoo. It was like zip-a-zee-zee-zee-zee.
It was like breaking two electric boogaloo.
Yeah. That's Turbo and Ozone were doing their tongue.
That's the onomatopoeia of just great too. Zappadoo.
Oh, God. You wish Kelly was in your tongue.
No.
Last one, your weakness in your face.
Like I said, you guys can see it better. What do you think?
You can move it way more.
You look normal when you don't smile and look crazy.
Yeah.
Well, also, you guys have a more drastic perception of it because you haven't seen me in a week. So is it like
it's
crazy
way
better?
It's not night and day. It's like space and day.
You still can't smile, but I can tell
what does that mean?
Your smile is still a happy. But other than that, when I showed up today, you look like normal June.
We'll
last
get you some
week,
clothes
not
pins
so much
for the right hand side of your face. You'll be fine. You look like someone who had a weird Botox experiment right now, but it doesn't look too bad.
Oh yeah, like the clothespin on the old Warner Brothers cartoons. Yeah. We'll just take your cheeks and pin it back with the with this like Bugs Bunny style clothes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Smile.
Pulling them off stage type of thing.
Yeah. That's what we'll do.
But it's better, right?
It's totally better. It's totally better. And especially with the daubing of the eye with the rag, that's what was really that you could see. It almost looked like you had a black eye because of
the constant daubing,
if you will, of the rag. But
there you go. I'm dabbing it right now.
I say you're on the road to recovery, my man. Are you still taking your pills, the G pills?
No, they're kind of making me feel wonky, so I stopped taking them.
I think that you're on the road for sure.
What was fucked up about having having to blink my eye and shit is that just like what we were talking about before, it looked like somebody punched me in my eye.
You did.
And what happened is that, you know, from dabbing it all the time and having to blink, it all the skin got really kind of flaky. And I can't close my eyes, so that skin would go right into my fucking eye.
Right. Well, and if you're constantly touching a piece of material to a part of your skin, it's going to get irritated and red. So it ended up making your eye look like it was bruised or something. But I say 50% improvement, if not 60%.
I'd go 72.
Yeah.
Really? So next week, what I'm thinking...
Yeah.
Usually victims of my condition... Mm-hmm. Heroes of my condition.
Survivors. Condition. I like to call them survivors.
Survivors. It's supposed to take about a month, but I think the longest case is 2 years. I'm shooting for a month.
I think you're on the way. I think
I've
you're
been
doing
listening
good.
To a lot of positive videos, and I flex a lot in the mirror.
June, you're doing excellent.
By the
you
way,
you look so handsome today.
Just to answer a previous question, the average human blinks 17,000 to 22,000 times a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I blink way less than that.
That's a lot of blinking.
It's a lot of blanking.
So that's a that's our Belzy palsy.
Belzy palsy. Belzy palsy.
The fuck is going on?
Bell's palsy.
You can speak with one side
of
your face.
It's hard to enunciate. But yeah, so that's our palsy watch for this week. Patrick, what I'm wondering is if we can get a movie madness from you.
Of course!
He's a very, 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 very committed environmentalist.
Spike Jones is a tree hugger. Jesus, I've never had him down as that.
Well, I think he prefers the term leaf people.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, it's don't get me wrong, that's great. I love trees. I think, you know, there should be more of them.
Is that Ringo Starr?
And I use paper. I use both sides.
I don't know what that is. Do you have an idea, Jenny?
Not so much yet.
For anybody that doesn't know, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show called Movie Madness, where Patrick picks a movie and plays movie clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. And there's a fun part. You, as a listener, can also play along.
No, you're never gonna get it.
No, you're never gonna get it. This time. No, you're never gonna get it.
Oh, God, you guys are killing me today.
Patrick and I are on a wavelength.
So, I can't even think of what the actors are. I can kind of get a visual image.
Could we get another one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd love to hear the music. I mean, what does it sound like?
It's really, kind of hard. It's industrial, kind of throbbing. Okay. I don't think you get it.
Well, what are they called?
They're called squirrel. Squirrel? No, squirrel. You know, like they say it here. S-Q-U-R-L with an umlaut over the U. Squirrel. Oh, squirrel. Oh, I get it. Right.
Wow, I'm left
okay,
in a lurch.
I'm stumped so far, but I like it. Me I like too. What I hear so far.
So why don't we jump into topic of the week for episode 80 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Thank you.
wedding bells are ringing here.
They are.
Ding-a-ling. In the Hideous Creature Studio this week for sure. Do you feel it?
Feel it going to the chapel.
I do too.
Well, as you all know, I'm getting married this summer. And so June and Patrick have decided that they wanted to pick out special songs.
Right. And not only songs, but we're going to rearrange your wedding to make it what we want.
Excellent. I think I just found my two wedding organizers.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
Free of charge.
Patrick and I, fun fact, we're actually really good at this.
Yep.
And
pink and brown.
Oh, my God. You guys are starting your own wedding consultation company, aren't you?
No, Jenny. Grow
it's
up
called,
for...
It's called...
Can we grow up for 2 seconds?
It's called Wedding Bells Palsy.
Where am I in that? I mean, you just
no, the two ouch. Of you. Are,
I'm the wedding, he's the Bell's Palsy.
Yes,
wedding
exactly.
Wedding Bell's Palsy. Okay. So Patrick and I have chosen some songs, and what I want you to do, Jenny,
okay,
is that you need to choose what song that we pick, or what... Choose one of the songs that we have chosen
okay.
for your wedding song to and be- the theme that we are going to... present
so
to you.
This song will be technically like
the theme of her wedding?
The theme of my wedding and also probably our first dance.
Well,
no, we can't touch upon the first dance. That's sacred.
Well,
yeah, it's your first dance.
Well, we can, but we're not going to right now.
Oh,
so,
okay. Not
so
right
what,
now.
What's happening is that we're forcing you to do this and you have to choose one.
Yep, you have
okay.
to. BT
only
has no
one.
Say.
Now I want to...
Oh,
I
BT
wanna,
doesn't have a say anyways.
No.
I'm the girl. Hello.
What we're going to do, though, is we are pitching this to you. So you sit
like
there.
Okay.
By the way, listeners, for anybody, listeners that don't know, Jenny came wearing her wedding dress. So
I did.
It looks really great.
It's a little dingy.
Because you've been kind of mucking around on June's bed.
You look like Aragorn.
And they haven't taken it in certain spots yet.
Well, I haven't inserted all the twigs that I'm going to have because my wedding theme is like nature, and I'm going to insert twigs and leaves into it.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, I want to say this to you as I'm pitching it now. Jenny, you're getting married once in your life.
It's true.
Have you ever thought about a wedding on roller skates?
Not until right now.
So everybody's
okay.
got roller skates.
Okay,
everyone
so
has.
So do I roller skate out on into the altar?
No, this is after the ceremony. Like,
oh,
you go away,
okay.
and this is when, like, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas. Or,
and I'm like, well, nobody else will go.
And then everyone dances. Do you, like, we're behind it dancing.
Okay.
They call it Xanadu.
Now, this is a collaborative effort between Patrick and I.
It
so
is.
I want you to think about this, too, Jenny.
Okay.
Disco ball earrings.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Do you know
oh,
that the venue that
time.
I've chosen has a disco ball permanent?
Right.
No extra charge.
The only thing that I can see this being a problem is that it's on the grass in the backyard. But you know what? There's nothing sexier and more romantic than people walking in roller skates.
I agree.
And little white laser lights going to your ears and pinching you in your eyes.
Also, Patrick and I will have some of our people water the lawn so it'll be easier
it'll
to walk.
It'll be mud. Let's make a mud pit. It's
it'll be
skate.
Glistening. It'll be glistening for light.
Okay. You know what I think? If you look up Xanadu in the dictionary, it actually equals
wedding crasher.
Wedding. Or wedding
ruined
crasher.
Wedding.
Ruined wedding.
Mud wedding.
Mud wedding horribleness is what it actually means.
So, we could have the whole Xanadu theme with
we'll
the roller
get Gene
skates.
Kelly.
We'll get
oh
Gene
my God,
Kelly.
I can pick out special like rhinestone leg warmers mm-hmm. that match my dress.
The whole thing. So,
okay.
So
I
you,
like
you
it.
Got that written
I got
down?
I got it. I love Olivia Newton-John. I tried to be here when I was a child, so it works out.
And you love ELO.
So mine is a little bit more... And again, fuck BT. He doesn't have a say in this, right?
No, not at all.
This one is... we played on the show. And I would like to think of like a theme. Again, you know, you had the theme for yours. Yep. So, and this would, of course, be a Hobbit theme for...
of course. I think I might know what it is.
I think it's a very moving song for me.
This would be great because if any orcs came to your wedding, our blades would go blue.
I've invited at least 12 orcs, so it works out.
There's going to be a blue backlight on.
All right, that's yeah.
I've invited some Klingons and some orcs and a couple of dragons.
Did you invite Boo Boo?
Bilbo.
No, but I did invite Jar Jar.
Thank you.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I think it'd be great. I think
all dressed.
We can call BT Samwise. Yeah. We can call you Rosie.
I like it.
I can put on some fake ears.
Yep.
And everybody
ears. Hairy feet.
What if when everyone shows up, we issue them a pair of ears that they have to put on, like my mother, my father, everyone has to. They're like, what the fuck? They're like, no, you have to put on the ears.
Put them on. Or so, you're not coming in.
Just an idea. Write that down in your little planner.
Just an idea. Write that in your planner.
Because I think that's a great idea.
And she's writing it down.
It's a really good idea.
Well, what's more important than making your friends happy at your wedding? Particularly me.
Yeah. And me. I would just to see his beaming face.
Well, whatever theme it is, I'm coming dressed as an orc.
And Patrick's coming as a Wookiee.
Patrick, what do you got?
This one's a little sweet. This one's more of kind of like, BT is a very handsome man. I don't know if our listeners know what he looks like, but he has
some don't.
He has a really good shoulder, kind of kind of an A-frame. Like he kind of looks like a triangle, a down-pointed triangle.
He looks like Lou Ferrigno.
He does.
A black Lou Ferrigno.
I want to see him in a non-deaf
black Lou Ferrigno.
I want to see him in like a really cut ripped cowboy shirt with some laces on his collarbone.
He has a cowboy shirt and I like it.
And I think you should be wearing a hat and just kind of grooving about the day that you're in love.
Okay.
And just loving everything.
I like it already. A Western theme.
Well, my family from Montana will like it, I'll tell you that.
See?
What do we got here?
Such a feeling's coming over me.
This doesn't even have to be a Western. This is just all about love.
Lots of satin.
Lots of satin. Lots of taffeta.
Oh, my God. We can wear satin and we can slip around on each other on the dance floor. Oh,
I'm already there. I love it. So, okay, we got a Western. You know what you're going to need, though? What we will provide.
Hold on. Let's. I want to hear the oomph on this one. I want to hear the oomph. Is now coming true. Because this is just the build-up. Like, we're like, oh, hi, I just met you. You're my husband now, and I like you a lot.
Yeah.
In fact, I love you.
We're going to fuck like rabbits.
Are you ready for this?
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around.
So this is in for sure.
Oh my God,
also,
this
another
is
thing
really in. BT would hate this
another
too,
thing that,
which is kind of a bonus.
Boo boo. Another thing that I haven't talked to Patrick about, but we will provide a mechanical bull.
Man, why didn't I kill Johnny Lee?
How do the carpenters equal mechanical bull? That's what I want. I want you guys to have like pigeons in your coats and you open them up and they fly. Like that's kind of what I envision.
No,
like,
but
mine would be dead and it'd just fall on the ground.
Fall on the ground and the kids would kick it around.
Shit, who brought him? Who brought fucking Left Face?
Who brought the homeless dude that killed all those birds?
Be just the same for you and me.
Okay.
You guys slow dance to this. You're fucking for like 348 hours after.
Down on creation and the only explanation I can find.
Is this something?
Is the love that I've found ever since you've been around.
I like it a lot, okay. Patrick. You did it. You hit it out of the ballpark.
That's
on
good.
That one.
I like that one too.
All right, June.
Okay, mine, this next one is more of a, it's a different theme. Than Patrick's. I think it's actually polar opposite. And I put a little zest into it because what I'm thinking of is a fiesta.
Ooh.
Ooh. But
I like it.
It's a rock and roll fiesta.
Ooh, ooh. I like it even more.
And this is by our very own American theme, I guess.
Oh my God.
But it's David Lee Roth singing Yankee Rose in Spanish.
Oh, BT will hate this.
Yeah.
Yes. This fucking rules.
Here, check it out. So, we have piñatas and shit, and then... So can you see it though? Like a Mexican theme, but we're all dressed as rockers from the, you know, south of the border.
We're all dressed as rockos with sombreros.
Yeah.
And Jenny has like this red with black laced fucking trim, like señorita dress.
Oh my God, I'll be like La Isla Bonita.
Oh, you will.
Muchos bonita.
That David Lee Roth did this.
Yeah, he
it
did.
It makes me love him even more.
He
than
did
I
the whole album
do.
In Spanish.
And I don't even know if that's possible.
No, that's called talent.
No, I don't even know if it's possible for me to love David Lee more than I already do, but I do right now.
Steve Vai translated everything.
It's a half step lower. So you like it? Is this okay?
I
this is a possibility.
It.
Okay,
I yeah. love it. What I know that BT will not so mucho love it.
What would BT's mucho love amore fucking be?
There'll probably be something about Boys to Men.
Jesus, oh God, the youth of America.
Okay, so put that one down in your wedding planner.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, Patrick, you got another one?
Nope.
Really? Nope. Okay. Well, I have another one, and this one it's going to be. I don't know how we're... I don't think there's a theme except for maybe you... I think everybody just comes as themselves.
Okay.
And, come as you are.
Yep.
But it's not that, I
but
hope.
But it's not that song.
I'd like to think that also that your union with... your union with BT is also a union with humanity.
Okay.
And Patrick and I are ready to bring this to your wedding.
We're here for
we're
you.
Gonna have,
okay.
We're going to have multicultural food.
Oh my goodness. Ooh.
You like Ethiopian?
Yep. We're going to do it up very nice. And this is the song.
Are you kidding?
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard.
I'm going to point out the obvious that I love this song because it really is Ebony and Ivory joining together.
Well, that's a thing. I think you're one. Well, actually, you're not. I was going to say you're one of our friends that is making the cultural jump, but I realized that we have a bunch of friends and weddings that we've been to.
Absolutely. But I mean, let's not point out the obvious that we're bridging the gaps.
In another 30 years, this country's going to be brown, goddammit.
Also, I would like to say that we're going to invite other people from other cultures, too. There might be, you know, people from Asia. There might be... I'm going to invite a bunch of people from Israel.
The Egyptian, Estonians.
Right.
Apparently, June has now opened my guest list up to people I don't even know. That
it's a small world at your wedding.
It's a small world after all is
well,
the theme.
After... You know what? That's the thing. I knew you'd say that. And you being a closed-minded person, you have to be open to this. And I was thinking
I know,
that for
true.
One time
I'm
in
very,
your
I'm very close
for
minded.
One time in your life, Jenny, when you open
your
your love doors, that you should open it up to everybody. I'm talking
not,
about
not
homeless people.
Whites.
I'm talking about astronauts. There's a whole gambit of people that are going to be coming.
Homeless. Astronauts and the like.
Well, and because this song is a guy that can see and a guy that can't see.
Oh my God.
And, that's,
and the one guy can't even see
that's
that
the
he's
story.
Black.
There is good and bad in everyone. You learn to live.
So, what do you think?
I fucking love it.
Okay, so put
and
that
And A
put
number
that in your
one,
book.
BT will love this one.
He likes the King of Pop and the song.
This isn't the King of Pop, honey. This is Stevie Wonder.
He's the King of Pop.
Well, he
was
the
real King of Pop.
Let's listen for a second.
Harmony, side by side on my piano, keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we? Side by side on my piano, keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we?
All right, so you wrote that down?
Ebony, ivory, a harmony, perfect harmony.
Cultivate your imagination and we'll see what happens because we're going to take a fake break.
Okay, I know that I have two top runners right now.
What are your top runners actually?
I'm not going to tell you.
God damn you, bitch from hell. I'd like to thank you too for, you know, considering us for your wedding.
For my wedding planners.
Yeah, I like it.
Good. We are.
Patrick?
You guys are like J-Lo.
Brown and pink.
Planner.
Brown and pink.
I was wondering, Patrick, if we get a movie of madness before we go out to fake break.
I mean, if you don't like it here, we could go down to Taco Bell or something. Maybe that's more your style.
What are you saying, man? You're saying like I'm a Taco Bell kind of guy?
No, well, I mean, if you don't like it here, you say you don't like it here. Huh?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, maybe we go to, like, the International House of Pancakes. Maybe that's more up your alley. I don't know.
Hey, I didn't say that. I mean, I don't want to go to the International House of Pancakes.
I got it.
I'm comfortable.
I'm just trying to pick out the actors, and I still...
This is going
to
fuck you if you're trying to pick out the actors, because
really?
There's a lot of actors
in this.
Well,
that's what... I'll give you a little update that Pat gave me a tiny little hint before we did the show. He said there's... Well, the only hint was you said there's a ton of actors.
Yeah.
And he said to me, your only saving grace, Jenny, because he knows how stupid I am, is
that... You're not stupid. You're just not that smart.
Okay, you're right. Is to try to... Maybe try to hone in on an actor and get it, which is what I've been trying to do, but...
I'm going to play one more.
Okay. Play one more, please.
And did you know they also use...
You're what?
I'm not that bright.
Not that strong a swimmer.
I'm not that strong a swimmer.
Okay.
And did you know they also use nicotine for an insecticide to kill bugs?
I mean, it's good if it kills bugs, right?
Well, are you a bug, Bill Murray?
Well, Bill Murray.
Actually, I was wrong.
You were wrong?
Yeah, but I know it now, but I can't think of the title.
Ooh,
I have an idea,
shit.
But I think I'm totally wrong, just based on that quote alone. Do you have one more? Could we get one more before we break?
You're like a junkie.
I know, I am.
You're a junkie.
I need it.
You need it.
I need my fix.
Okay.
Do I at least get a hug? For $6, can I get a freaking hug?
I got it.
$10 for a hug? You gotta be out of your freaking mind. All right, come here. I'll give you.
I hate June. And I hate the fact that he always knows it. I never knew it.
What else do I have in my life, Jenny? I have nothing.
Okay, touche. Touche palsy. Touche.
I got Bell's palsy.
Touche Dick Clark.
And I have the internet and I can watch movies all the time. That's it. That's all I got, Jenny.
Okay.
I'm not getting married. I don't have anybody in my life that loves me.
Oh, my God.
You still win, Jenny. You still win.
I feel like a bitch now.
I whip myself when you guys aren't here.
You totally do that.
I'm a cutter. Oh, my God.
You totally do the whips on the back. I can tell.
I'm a cutter.
June, there's a reality show just waiting for you.
Oh, believe me, there is. It's called Pathetic Bachelor. All right, we're going to take a fake break. When we come back, we are going to reveal last week's douchebags of the week. We got a whole new wheelbarrow of douchebags for you. And I got a little story to tell about fake spring that happened in Portland. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Feeling strong. The best is yet to come. Weekends were made for special friends.
Weekends were made for you and me.
Weekends were made for special things.
Weekends were made for Michelob.
This is the time you've looked forward to. And Michelob is the beer that's just as special.
It's the time to have that smooth and mellow feel. It's Michelob.
Yeah.
Weekends were made for Michelob.
Oh, weekends were made for Michelob.
The perfect day, a beautiful evening. If there ever was a beer made for a weekend like this, it could only be Michelob.
Weekends were made for Michelob.
Yeah.
And we have returned from fake break.
Yes.
Michelob, right?
Yes. Weekends were made
for Michelob.
We did. Wait, let's try it one more time.
Weekends were made for Michelob. It's true.
Let's do it again. One, two, three.
Weekends were made for Michelob. That was pretty. That was okay.
We were talking on fake break how we should do commercial sounders.
What are we doing in our lives? We could all be jingle meisters.
I'm pretty busy with all the TV shows I got to watch, Jenny.
Jingle meisters. What do you do for a living? I'm a jingle meister.
Well, we like to advertise things. We like to use products. So
I wear spandex and spandangle everything because I'm a meister.
We can write the jingle for pretty much anything. Give us a jingle, we'll write it.
I agree.
Give us a place, we'll write it.
Speaking of people doing creative things, have you guys seen Portlandia yet?
I have.
I've seen some of it. I don't have IFC.
Portlandia, for anybody that doesn't know, is what's his fuck from Saturday Night Live?
Fred Armisen.
He's got a show that he's doing. He's making fun of Portland.
With Carrie Brownstein?
Brownshaw? Carrie Brownstein?
Brownstein?
I don't know. Brownstein?
No, that's Sex and the City.
Carrie Bradshaw, you're right. Sorry.
Whatever.
Anyway,
from Sleater-Kinney.
What do you think? You saw
it? Okay, well, I watched the first one, and I thought that it was really funny. The second one, I was kind of iffy on it, but it's not because I didn't like it. With sketch comedy, it's like sometimes...
Hit or miss.
Completely
right.
And it's different with every person. Like, you could see a sketch and think it was fucking hilarious, and I wouldn't think... I'd love it because it's Portland, for sure, and... I love Fred Armisen.
Do you think they're kind of hitting it, though?
Yeah,
seriously,
they're hitting it.
If you guys didn't see, the one I watched this week was Put a Bird on It. Did you see that?
Yeah, okay. I've seen the Put a Bird on It. And they're hitting on
that's,
it. Hitting
that's
it. That was hilarious because it's so true. So many bags or lamps in Portland, like at, I'm not going to name names, but like the Hawthorne stores.
Right, or the Mississippi stores.
Or the Mississippi stores. It's like... a $60 lamp because it has a bird on it.
Right.
Or, or whatever. It doesn't have to be a bird, but they hit on that perfectly.
For people that don't know, Portland is craft insane right now.
There's also
many people that are doing crafts and shit. And basically the Put a Bird on It thing, it's all over the place.
What I think about that show
and
is...
And there are birds all over stuff.
They've gotten it.
What I think
so
about that
well.
Show is that... Fred Armisen doesn't live here, but they are hitting it on the nail on the head for real.
Well, the woman
did
in there,
see,
she was
Carrie
in...
Carrie lives here. She's in Sleater-Kinney.
Yes,
she lives
yeah,
here.
She's in Sleater-Kinney.
She lives here.
Did you see...
I think it actually comes from her and...
Did you see sorry, Patrick. I just totally interrupted you. That was rude.
No, you're
very rude, Jenny.
I really
hit
did,
the ab
though.
Slider.
That's all right. I'm
God
glad I'm not
it.
Getting married to you.
I think
you're
that
gonna interrupt
should be
me
a new thing.
Vows.
If we interrupt, you have to go hit the ab slider, which will throw your back out. Go hit the ab slide. Did all you right, see the thing with the what they went and met with the mayor,
right?
And the fake mayor was Kyle MacLachlan from Twin Peaks,
Dune.
But the real mayor,
Sam Adams,
kept coming in as his intern. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It was really genius. Funny because Kyle MacLachlan is all this crazy guy, and he's like, I want you guys to write a song, and I don't want it to be anything from Seattle.
Right? Yeah,
don't make it at all like Seattle. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, we're musicians. We won't make it. Don't make it like Seattle. Hey, Sam. And then Sam Adams comes in, and he's like, go get all those things. He plays like a runner, like
a gopher.
A gopher. Thank you. But he was really funny, I thought. He was really good.
I saw the start of that sketch, and I watched a little bit of it, but I saw the Put a Bird on It one, and I saw the Bike Messenger one.
The Bike Messenger one was
brilliant. I didn't
see
that. I saw the Dream of the 90s
It was pretty funny, and the guy had a goatee.
The Bike Messenger one was just like a camera right on Fred Armisen's face while he's riding his bike through Portland, and he's like, 10-foot rule, pull in your mirrors!
It was pretty funny.
And he's, got facial hair, he's got the big lobe, the earlobe earrings.
Plugs,
and he's just a camera on his face as he's riding through Portland delivering stuff, and I thought it was spot on.
Right. So basically the consensus is that it's pretty they're finding the niche, the Portland weird niche thing, and they're making it kind of funny.
I think it's hilarious.
I thought the bird on the thing was hilarious, and the Bike Messenger thing was funny.
I thought the chicken, the free range chicken.
His name is Colin.
One, the free range chicken was.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the chicken that we're about to eat? His name is Colin. He lives on 4 acres of land. they're hitting on all the things that Portland is...
is douchey about.
Is douchey or famous for. I mean, however you want to look at it.
It's douchey.
I love all the freaks in this town. It makes it bearable to fucking breathe this stupid air that I have to breathe every day to live.
Keep Portland weird.
So, basically, we in Portland right now, we've had fake springtime. And this is why I brought
but
up Portland.
It's January right now, and right. It is...
it's like
warm,
55 degrees
yeah.
out. So, this is why I brought up Portlandia is that I was privy to some of the freaks in Portland.
Nice.
And
okay.
I'm not saying that I'm not one of those fucking freaks.
You're
but,
actually well, except for your right side of your face, but you're not a freak.
I'm leading the parade, and so I'm at work, and I hear this. You know what a recorder is, right?
A fake plastic clarinet.
Right.
Zephyr's little brother.
Right. And you know that they make the big wood ones if you're a real fucking Portland freak.
Yeah.
You have to have the bass one, so it's like kind of fancy. Probably
what, a
cost
bass
you like
quarter?
Probably wait, cost you like $8. What?
There's a bass recorder?
Right.
Wow,
they're thicker.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either.
Anyway, I'm at work, and I'm walking to go back into my building, and I hear this really nice, docile tune. And I it's nice out, and the sun's shining on my face, and I'm thinking, this is very nice.
It's like the master of the birds is playing to
right.
gather them.
And I look up in a tree, and there's a fucking hippie sitting in a tree playing one of the bass recorders.
What do you mean he's sitting in a tree?
I swear to God.
What do you mean he's sitting in a tree?
Like on a branch?
Not only is he sitting in like the crook of the tree, but he looks comfortable.
Is he
6 feet
up there like the most comfortable he's ever been?
This dude is sitting up there playing his fucking
It's like he lives
thing.
There.
No, he does. He gets his mail at that tree. I've seen his little box.
It's like P.O. Box tree.
I am the conjurer of the wilderness of green.
So anyway, I'm going, what the fuck am I doing in my life that like I can't be
I don't live
that,
in a tree.
That awesome with myself that I can. Because as soon as I put that thing to my mouth alone in a room, I'd figure, fuck, I'm an idiot. But this guy's happy
this
with
guy
himself.
This guy lives in a tree.
So, and then I started thinking about the Portlandia thing. And then I get off work, go do some errands. I'm out in a parking lot going back into my car, and I hear bagpipes.
Come on.
And I go, what the fuck, bagpipes? And I look over, and there's a dude playing bagpipes, wearing a kilt, riding a unicycle down Division.
Are you fucking shitting me?
No, I swear to God.
How did you balance?
He was multi-talented.
Air pressure.
That's multitasking at its best.
And I go, I look at, there's a guy getting out of his car, and I go, are you seeing this? And he's like, yep. And I go, I just needed to verify that I'm not going fucking cuckoo.
Did
because
somebody dose me
insane.
In my job today and I'm on acid?
He's riding down Division.
He's riding down Division. Cruising down Division.
So it's like a triple whammy. Unicycle. Okay, not so weird. Kilt. Unicycle on a kilt. Okay. Unicycle on a kilt with bagpipes. Bomb.
Oh, my God. Trifecta.
And so I was the
three-peat.
So I get home afterwards, and we're in the shop downstairs working on bikes and stuff. And I tell my roommate about this story, and he said that he was reading the Mercury, which is one of the local rags in Portland, and there was a fucking I saw you in there, and some woman saw bagpipe unicycle
really?
Dude and was like, I need to hit that
okay,
shit.
Okay,
dude, we need to hit this shit now. We
let
need
me
to
recreate
write-
this. I saw you. Me, brunette, sitting in coffee shop.
Waiting
you,
for the bus.
You, slender hipster, unicycle, bagpipe.
Kilt.
You. I saw your balls. I salivated while I was sitting at Genie's eating my scramble. I wish that we would meet and that you could play me a sweet song.
Do you want to blow on me like I'm your bagpipes?
How would Ebony and Ivory sound with the bagpipes? Pretty fucking crazy. Talk about cross culture, man. That'd be some fucking...
Oh, wow. You're throwing in the Celtic shit in there.
So my vision would be, dear Braveheart, saw you when I was waiting for the number 9. Need to hit that. Call me.
Your music brought my cat-eye glasses to a halt.
Want to know if there's really anything underneath that kilt.
So exactly. Anyway, there is validity to that show that anybody that watches it, there's a lot of shit.
Okay, I will say the second episode that I watched, I didn't like LOL.
Oh my
but,
God.
Can you not? Come wait, on. Wait. Can I just say that for
no,
fun?
No, you can't.
Can I say that for fun?
No.
But what I do love about that show is that it's put a bird on it. Like, it's so, it's really taking things about Portland that we all, as friends, make fun of anyways. Well, and making us, it's like, why the fuck didn't we think of this and already do it?
You're right.
Right?
Well, also, I think that it's such a reoccurring thing that happens all the time in this town that we don't see it. We don't take light to, I mean, we kind of, you know, hippie in a tree with the fucking recorder, a guy
that is brilliant.
Playing bagpipes. So what I'd like to see is the guy in the tree playing the bagpipe, or the guy in the tree playing the recorder with the guy playing the bagpipes on the unicycle.
With bags just, with birds
no,
on
just,
them.
No, just going around the tree, and they're jamming.
Oh, God.
That would be sweet.
I got a DaVita.
Oh, and another thing about Portland is everybody owns a recording studio, and they're in a band.
All I know is I'm going to keep giving that show a shot no matter what, just because it's my hometown, and I'm going to support it, and I still think it's funny and good no matter what they do.
And what the fuck do I have to lose? What am I going to miss, a fucking rerun of fucking Futurama?
A Gomer Pyle.
Yeah. Anyway, why don't we divulge who won last week's Douchebag of the Week for episode 79? Well, we had three last week. One was the burglars that snorted the ashes. The other one was the guy that blew up the snowbank. And then we threw in another little extra for calling everybody douchebags, like us in particular.
For not letting the guy blow up the
no,
bank.
For not thinking of blowing up snowbanks.
Oh, right.
And the winner for episode 79 of the Hideous Creature Show's Douchebag of the Week is us not
thinking of blowing
up the snowbank.
Up snowbanks. I knew it.
It got 62% of the votes.
I knew our listeners would like that. And I'm glad that you brought that up, June, because I wouldn't have probably thought of that, maybe because I'm a female. And I don't normally blow shit up, but you're right. It's a good way to get rid of snow.
It's a great way, and it's fun for everybody. Actually, when I was reading the piece, I was like, okay, I felt like an idiot for not thinking of that before, because that's awesome.
It's awesome. Get a fucking bunch of dynamite
and blow the fuck out of snow.
And blow your snowbank out. Duh.
All right, so let's jump into Douchebag of the Week for episode 80 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
All right, I've got a gem here. And it also kind of saddens me because this is a person that I liked. I still like, but this is ridiculous.
Do you love him? You should.
Well,
I don't. Is he coming to the wedding?
Well, no. But I might get some funding if he did. This particular story is about Dennis Kucinich. This shit is ridiculous, okay? Dennis Kucinich sues congressional cafeteria over, quote, dangerous olive pit.
And this takes place in D.C., right?
Yes, I'll elaborate. Congressman, beware. There are tooth-cracking sandwiches on the loose. But don't worry, Dennis Kucinich is set on righting this wrong. The 64-year-old, I didn't realize he was that old, too. He
He's
looks a lot
senile.
Younger than 64, but the 64-year-old Democrat is suing people over a sandwich he bought at a U.S. House of Representatives cafeteria nearly 3 years ago.
Right. But when I read this, I didn't think if it was independently owned. I kind of went on the assumption that it was a federally state-sponsored cafeteria.
It is. It's the U.S. House of Representatives cafeteria. It's not like Delilah's cafeteria. This shit is a fucking federal-owned cafeteria.
Jesus Christ.
And he's suing them. Okay, so let me go on. Nearly 3 years ago, also, he ate this fucking sandwich. His lunch contained an unpitted olive, which caused, quote, serious and permanent dental and oral injuries. I'll give you an oral injury, so, Kucinich. I'll give you a fucking oral injury.
They were deliberating something, and he'd been in there for like 3 days and had to go in and get this fucking sandwich.
Oh, and then three years later, he decided that he wanted to do something about it.
I mean, biting
maybe
down.
Maybe the suit took three. I'm not playing dumb.
Okay.
Kucinich, who describes himself as, quote, America's most courageous congressman.
He is.
Is suing for $150,000 in damages from restaurant associates which operate the Longworth House office building cafeteria.
So it's not owned by the federal government.
Well, it's probably inside of...
It is
maybe
kind
it
of
is.
Like Delilah's. It's completely
maybe
like
it
Delilah's.
Is. And even, that's even more bullshit.
Right.
Requests seeking comment from Kucinich spokesman were referred to... Who gives a shit about this? Okay, hold on. Sorry. It's a private matter. It does not need to be tried in the press. Gina Zimmer, a spokesman of the New York-based Restaurant Associates, confirmed the lawsuit was received because she did not comment on pending... But she did not comment on pending litigation. Kucinich, a Democratic presidential candidate in 2004 and 2008, bought the sandwich in mid-April of 2008. Eating it caused, quote, permanent dental and oral injuries that required multiple surgical and dental procedures, according to the lawsuit filed.
But how much could it cost?
Kucinich claimed the offending sandwich was, quote, seriously.
It told my children to fuck themselves.
Still on the loose.
The sandwich is like, I'll get that, motherfucker.
Put a cap in that fucking baby fetus's motherfucking cunt ass.
Kucinich claimed the offending sandwich was, quote, sandwich. Quote, unwholesome and unfit for human consumption. Okay, can I say something about this? It had an olive pit in it. A pit. I bet the rest of the sandwich was delicious. And I bet also that it was above par, above what most people, let me finish, get to eat in this country. And you
he
know what? A lot of people
it.
In this country eat crap out of the garbage. And they would be happy to suck on an olive pit for
Jenny
their
Candler.
Dinner. They would be happy.
Can a pit really fuck up your teeth?
You had to be chomping hard, Patrick. Like,
I fucked up
Pac-Man
like,
hard.
Chewing on, like, movie popcorn.
But the thing is he has health insurance, which covered his
which
fucking shit.
Which a lot of people don't.
And
no, he has
suing
the best
something.
Health insurance.
He's suing these poor people that own this fucking thing for an olive pit. Fuck off.
Okay, to finalize the article, it was presented to contain pitted olives, yet unknown to plaintiff, contained an unpitted olive, which plaintiff did not reasonably expect to be in the food prepared for him.
I could just...
And could not visibly detect prior to consumption. You know what? There's a lot of things that I can't detect prior to consumption.
Like semen.
Or hair. Or dog crap. You know what? You eat what you get, Kucinich. And if you fucking chomp down on an olive like a dick, then you have the best health care in the fucking world.
You are pissed off.
I am fucking pissed off. I'm pissed off, A, because I really liked Kucinich. And I...
You feel let down.
This is bullshit. And you know what? It, like, as a Democrat, he preached all this awesome shit to people. And you know what?
Right.
Life will give you pits sometimes, you motherfucker.
You need to make pit-a-lade.
Make fucking olive loaf with it and shut your yapper about it. I hate this story because...
You let down. The congressman let you down.
He was the only person that voted against the Patriot Act. You're let down.
It's... Right. I
love the Patriot Act.
I really liked Kucinich, and I just think that it's bullshit. Who can June sue? Who can June sue?
I sued myself, but I don't have any money, so.
Right, you didn't get anything off that lawsuit.
So douchebag of the week for that one is Dennis.
Fuck that.
D. Kucinich.
Honestly, I'm sorry that I got so riled up.
You are riled up right now, Jenny. I love it.
It's bullshit.
You need to go hit the heavy bag.
Go pay for your dental work with all your fucking money and shut your mouth. And you know what? It might not even be these people. It might be the people that fucking can the olives.
And three. Two.
And scene. This has been Jenny Kaler's rant about Kucinich.
I have a fun one.
All right.
Okay.
Mine takes place because we don't only just sit with our douchebags in the United States. This one is from Taiwan. A Taiwanese man failed in a bid to sue his neighbors for training their minor bird to insult him.
Oh, what bird?
A minor bird.
It's one. It's not a parrot, but it's one of those birds that will talk and repeat
right.
what you say.
Okay.
Wang Han Chin, an electrician in central Taiwan, accused five neighbors of inflicting emotional stress and injuries. He says they trained a minor bird to call him a clueless big mouth idiot. Do you think he does that? The minor bird has English and Taiwanese?
Oh, yep. Absolutely. Right. Bilingual.
It does it.
They trained him to say this every time that he reported, every time that he came in. Wang claimed the bird's insult caused him serious distress, making Fuck him off. Lose concentration at work, so he suffered burn injuries.
Does he have the bird at work?
What? Okay, burn. Okay, you got
to
keep.
So he's doing his thing, and the bird's burned. Telling him to fuck off, and he's like, shut up, you stupid bird, and burned himself.
Fuck, he deserves
it. And then he
it.
Went to work and went, the bird's going to get me when I come home.
He says the neighbors taught the bird to curse at him as a revenge after he complained to police that the bird was too loud. However, they denied the allegation, and prosecutors decided to drop the charges due to insignificant evidence linking to the bird causing Wang the injuries.
So the bird wasn't even his. The bird was
it was his neighbor's. You know why I love this story the most is because he complained that the bird was too loud, so they taught the bird to tell him to go fuck himself. Like, his point of contention was the bird. And he's like, I hate your bird. It's too loud. And now, not only is the bird too loud, but it insults him every time he's around. So he hated the bird at first, but now the bird tells him to go fuck himself, basically.
Yeah. Eat your heart out, Edgar Allan Poe.
I live for this story, honestly.
No, it's great. What
if I could get my cats to do this, I would do it.
Well, the fact that it would, how long it takes to actually train a bird to say something, and you have to repeat it over and over again.
Yeah,
and
like,
some of the techniques that they use, they'll record it and play it over and over again. But fuck, man, how awesome is that?
His complaint was not like the loudness of one of their parties or the loudness of their stepmother.
So fucking, I hate that.
It was the loudness of the bird, and so they trained the bird. Well, to insult him. I like it.
Well, when I was a kid, my mom used to tell me a story about some drug dealers that she knew, and they had a bird, and they had taught the bird to say, up against the wall, motherfucker. Because
really?
They joked about it enough that the bird heard it enough. And another thing the bird did is it would go,
because of people smoking weed
and cough and stuff. So I wonder if, like, the bird lives somewhere where somebody's repeating the phrase "clueless big mouth idiot."
God, that neighbor kind of picked ours it up. He's like, "clueless big mouth idiot."
But how funny
I
is
love
that,
it.
That he thinks the bird's talking about him? He's got low self esteem, Jenny.
He does have low self esteem, and he thinks he also has an attitude complex or like a self complex where he thinks that everything going around him is about him.
Well, I bet he got the idea from Kucinich.
Probably. He should probably sue that bird.
He tried.
It didn't work.
I would like to see the bird in the box, you know, during the proceedings in the jury, you know, like in the courtroom.
Fuck! Out of order!
And also,
out of order!
Guilty! Murderer!
And all the bird says is, clues, big mouth idiot!
Put the body in the basement!
So, Jenny, why don't you give us a rundown on our douchebags of the week for episode 80.
Okay, well, number one is Dennis Kucinich sues for Olive Pit. And number two is minor bird rules, insults stupid neighbor. And in my professional opinion,
I like the bird.
I think that I do too. The douchebag is the stupid neighbor.
Well, no, he's not a neighbor. He was an electrician. He was working on the house.
What?
So he wasn't there that.
So he's only there for like a week, and then he's just like, it traumatized me.
That bird
well,
hates much
okay,
more of a
he's even
bag.
Stupider then, because he doesn't even live there.
Hey, you can go onto our website, everybody, and vote for who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 79.
80.
Or 80, sorry. And Patrick, why don't we close out Movie Madness?
Okay, I got some give me. Rounds for you.
You all Elvis fans?
No.
Oh.
Hey, you want to hear something about Elvis? I'll tell you something about Elvis, okay?
You better watch yourself.
You ever heard of Otis Blackwell?
No, ma'am.
You ever heard of Junior Parker?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You know, Elvis robbed their music, man. He paid them $10 for their music, and all these other black musicians, too. That's what I think of Elvis.
See, now, here's where my theory fits. I don't think it was Elvis. I think it was his brother.
Oh, so in that case, it's all right, huh?
Kyle Presley?
My favorite Elvis quote is, the only thing cults can do for me is shine my shoes.
Yeah. I have so many things to say.
I think the king said that. See, I think it was his evil twin.
Okay. I want to say something that... It's funny with that clip because they say it might have been Elvis's brother. Elvis's brother died at birth.
Elvis killed...
Like, Elvis had a twin brother, Jesse Garin, who died at birth.
Well, a fun fact...
A twin brother. So he definitely didn't do any of those things.
Animals in the wild will kill their siblings in order to get attention from the parents.
No, no, no.
And that's what Elvis did.
No, Elvis had a really I think that Elvis had a really hard life because he always felt like he was missing his a part of himself. And I'm not even... I'm not fucking around. I'm not like... being funny. Like, I really think, I know you can laugh, but I honestly really think that I've read a lot of biographies about Elvis and a lot of stories about Elvis, and his brother really did die at birth, and I think that...
Jenny, can you wait for a second?
I think it's
fired
anyway,
up.
What I just thought of, do you know that Elvis Presley's got a twin brother? Yeah,
thank
his name
you.
Is Jesse Garin.
Thank
you.
You
know what? Elvis' middle name is Aaron. Aaron, Garin. Anyway, everybody thinks that he died at birth, you know? But my theory is... that his mother didn't want to raise two kids. You know, she wasn't expecting twins. She couldn't afford to raise them both. She gave one away. She just sent one off. So he grew up, Jesse, that is, grew up in Arkansas or Mississippi or something. So he didn't know he had a brother, Elvis. But one day, like 1968 or 69, he's looking at himself in the mirror and he says, damn, I look like Elvis.
I wish that happened to me.
All right, I know what it is. Jenny, you got anything?
I think that I know what it is. And I do have something to say about it.
Okay, I'm gonna play
Patrick. You got a couple more, and we'll reveal.
Look, I'm sorry I'm late, Jen. Boy, oof, 4-car pileup. Oof, I delivered a baby this morning about 9 o'clock. I was out there on the highway. It was, you know, there's nothing worse than roadside surgery. You know, you don't have your own tools, and it's murder. Performed a tracheotomy with a ballpoint pen, and I'm... Whew.
Can I say something really quick? I know what this movie is now. Based on these clips that I've just heard without even looking at the movie, I want to rewatch this movie now.
You shouldn't watch this movie again.
Okay, right. Because when I did watch this movie, I hated it, what I want to say. I hated it.
You don't like it?
I did not like it. But now, like, hearing these clips out of context and sporadically...
Do you think it's the company?
I kind of want to rewatch. It is.
It's the company because
it's
we're
because
all
we're
enjoying
laughing,
ourselves.
We're having a good time. But
and
honestly,
you're under the influence.
I am under the influence, but I hated this movie.
Patrick, let's get another one in reveal.
Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite ones.
Well, I guess it's a big day for you then.
It is. It was a medical morning.
Everybody's all right?
Everybody's fine.
Patrick, what's the movie?
I won't tell you what this movie is, but I'm
I
going
will
to,
tell you that
I'm
going to
give you a reveal.
It can I tell you who it was directed by?
Yeah.
For our listeners, Jim Jarmusch.
Okay, here's the reveal.
Is this all you're going to have? Just coffee and cigarettes? That's not too healthy, is it now? Can I get you a sandwich or something?
No.
No.
This movie is Coffee and Cigarettes by Jim Jarmusch.
I liked it, Jenny.
I hated it.
You didn't. You don't.
No,
you didn't sound like you
I
liked
did
it.
Not like it. I watched it and I wanted to like it because I'd heard from other people that it was good, and I watched it and I was bored. I thought it was pretentious. I thought it was really just like I wanted so bad to like it, but I didn't.
You thought it was a pile of shit.
I thought it was a pile of shit.
You should call your buddy Kucinich and sue. Sounds like you
God,
got some fucking
I think
issues
I have a
here,
case.
Jenny.
I think I have a case behind me.
And he's holding his thing. He just chewed
God,
on an
I
olive
think,
pit. Look
I
at him.
Think that, oh, I think face. That this movie made me have to get braces. I think that I have an oral type lawsuit on my hands.
Thanks, Ohio Senator Dennis Kucinich, you fucking dude.
But I'm saying, David like, listening Kucinich. To the clips out of context, it like, if I had never seen this movie, it sounds like a movie
totally
I might want to
watch.
It's
fun.
It don't watch
fun.
It, anyone,
it's
unless you
fun.
Love Jim Jarmusch.
It's
like good scenes.
It was horrible.
So we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, man.
You can find
Palsy
us via our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook.
Patrick just made a faux palsy.
Oh, my God. you can give us a call anytime, day or night.
I just farted.
Oh. You can call us anytime, day or night, drunk or sober, happy or pissed off, and leave us a message at 503-928-7751.
You
can listen and download the shows via our pod, our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, or iTunes.
Please tell a friend.
If you would be kind enough, if you have iTunes, to take a little time out and give us a review, maybe give us a 5-star rating. It'll help us go up in the ratings and give us some more exposure. These two are like fucking hyenas right now.
You can also call us at 503-928-7751.
June already said that faux palsy.
I know, but I had to add something.
If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. We have them for sale on our website. We have
also
a little store.
Still, you can still buy us a fucking breathalyzer. Just throwing it out.
You can do so by going to our website. There's a little store icon at the top of the page. Go there, and we got them all there. The best way to support the show is by telling a friend.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Let them know. We'll love you forever. Today's outro. Actually, you know what? I did.
What'd you do?
It's a fun fact. Is that we have a donate button on our website.
Yeah, you did it.
You can go in and any denomination that you want to put in. If you want to put in a dollar,
give us a dollar.
Do it. If you want to put in $10, do it. And I think it's like $75 for the breathalyzer. And I'll update every couple days, and we'll let everybody know what we're at.
Yeah, give us a dollar. That would be great. I would really dig that.
This week's outro is going to be the Pixies. We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, you fucking asshole, Patrick. Have a wonderful, I love you. I'm joking.
You wonderful fucking listener.
We love
people.
You guys.
I love you guys too.
You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you.
Kisses.
As loud as hell.
Show.
Eaten, beaten, blotten, blow.